Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz. It's Monday, July 28th, mofos. I hope you're doing well. I hope your weekend was amazing. I hope you had a great time. I hope you accomplished all your dreams in the last 2 days and you're done. And now you can just bask in the glow of success. I don't know, float down a river in a tube, sipping a beer. But lucky for you, even if you haven't, you can still float down a river in a tube sipping a beer. In fact, it's actually a really good pastime for when you're not successful also, and that's great. Which kind of begs the question of why are we trying to be uber successful if that's all you want to do? If that's what you want to do, I got news for you, you could just do it. But I guess people want to have a, what is it that we do? Well, it depends. Whatever your kink is, if you want money and power, I mean, more power to you, no pun intended. And if you don't give a shit, then more power to you as well. Everybody should just do whatever the fuck they want. How about that? What I would like is for everybody to mind everybody else's business. Unfortunately, we live in a digital age, which we used to think, I believe, meant that we would be doing all sorts of fabulous things, futuristic things, flying cars, etc. And really what it seems to mean, the digital age, is that we just have ever more sophisticated ways of being really nosy and talking shit about each other and snitching and recording it and posting it online so that other people can ridicule and shame you and you can be an object of diversion, of entertainment for everybody else. That's the digital age. Before, they used to have to go through a lot of effort to curate entertainment for the masses. Now the masses are the entertainment for the masses. It's like a closed loop, very sustainable, very efficient. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Why does everybody feel anxious and depressed anyway? I don't know. But even so, do people feeling anxious and depressed? I don't know. That's a can of worms. I mean, what does it mean? Right? Is that just the people that are going to answer the questions for? Do you feel anxious or depressed are people who don't have jobs? They don't have any time, or they have plenty of time to answer a bunch of surveys, and they're home when people call for polls. They're probably unemployed, or they probably work from home and don't have any friends, right? Those are more likely to be anxious and depressed. You go to certain areas, a lot of people are just kind of doing all right, and they've already found the solution to their anxiety and depression. It's called the local pub, the local bar, and or the local chicken spot, or whatever the hell your thing is. And so I don't know what's going on. Does anybody know what's going on in the world? Nobody really knows what's going on in the world. That's kind of the big characteristic of this time. There's the news, and then the news has become fucking nothing. The news is just like, you might as well be looking at Christmas lights than the news. The news is the same thing. It's like flashy, shiny, it's a distraction. And it distracts you from, you know, the cold of winter. That's what your Christmas tree ornaments are for, right? It's to make you feel warm in the cold. That's kind of what that was for. That's why people in Texas don't know how to do Christmas. They suck at Christmas. The Christmas decor, first of all, you can't have Christmas decor outside here because this climate is borderline. It's like they're terraforming Mars over here. That's why everybody's job here is like either medical or some kind of land surveying or something. It's all like land development building. It's like, because this place, it may as well be like a semi-terraformed Mars that people just kind of move to because they want to keep building the biome, the environmental biome up so that it sustains human life better. Except for, you know, Gila monsters and fucking cottonmouth venomous snakes and tarantulas. Those are the things that live really well here. And hawks, a lot of predators and scared small things. This Texas is so fucking crazy with animals and the flora and the fauna that I actually feel bad for roaches here. I actually feel bad for roaches, the water bugs, because I didn't realize in New York water bugs they terrorize you. They're all over the place. You wake up, some people wake up, they're like at your ear, you know, they try to crawl up your nose, right? They're all over the place. It's hard to get rid of. Even if you're clean, it doesn't mean your neighbor's clean. So then, you know, you get roaches from your neighbor. Everybody's living on top of each other. The roaches are like a fuck. It's like a horror movie over there, okay? Depending on where you live. But here, the roaches are outside. And I didn't realize it, but roaches in their natural environment, in nature, it's a free-for-all. They are everybody's food. They're everybody's go-to pasta dish, these roaches, okay? It's like... They have no defenses. They're a great source of protein. They get pretty huge. A lot of food. I get, you know, a lot there for the eating, and so anything that can eat them will. And so all they do is just kind of run away, and that's why they love the dark little places, and they just hang out in septic tanks and you know, shitholes, because it's one of the few places where other things are too grossed out to go for the most part. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of feel bad for them, except for when one is in my house, then I want the thing to be out, dead, away. I don't want them dead, actually, anymore, but just, like, out, you know? I don't want them anywhere near me, but I feel bad for them. Which sounds a lot like when people talk about minorities, but I don't know. Yeah. It's like, it sounds like what you would say to about Puerto Ricans or something, but be that as it may. Roaches in New York are horrifying. Roaches in Texas are pathetic, and it's sad. But you can say that about a lot of people in this country. Because I don't know. New York City facilitates people who otherwise would be struggling more. In Texas, the people that I see, in New York, at least they have the subway system. There's places to go, stay warm and you know, build up your energy again, you know, and just kind of get out there and try again. But here it's over pretty quickly for you. And if you don't have friends or something, you're kind of shit out of luck, and you gotta just live under a bridge till you figure things out. It's crazy. It just goes 0 to 100 when it comes to getting screwed over here economically. So that's pretty crazy. And that's my personal observation, though. So you could take that to the bank. I didn't see that on Instagram and tell you. This is, like, real stuff. Digital media, though, this digital, so-called digital age, yeah, you don't know what's going on. You read the news, it's like, what is this? Is this real? How much is this real? This is out of context. You can't live like that. And that's why people are getting so apolitical, because it's, what are you going to do? Very few people have time to just parse through all of this crap like I do. I have literally nothing else to do, and I also have an unhealthy obsession with reading the news. So I do it, and that's it. And I enjoy it. Pardon the sound of my breast milk pumping, though, by the way. I decided to just embrace the fact that I got to get shit done, and I also want to do this podcast, so I'm just going to do it at the same time. So I have two mom cozies on my boobies, all right, and they are siphoning milk out and putting it into a little container so that I can feed my little baby, and that's it. So that's what that sound is. And then this sound is just me drinking matcha, iced matcha. I love the taste of desiccated, pulverized leaves and milk in the morning. So delicious. Yummy. So yeah, let's see what's up with the news. Let's go over it. Speaking of which, babies, the U.S. birth rate at a record low. Despite Elon Musk's best efforts, thanks for the joke, news source. The fertility rate in the U.S. is well below the birth rate required for a population to replace itself. Plunging fertility rates worldwide foretell an impending global baby bust. Governments are experimenting with incentives to encourage citizens to have more children, like President Trump's proposed $5,000 baby bonus for new mothers. In fact, government intervention may have helped the country with the world's lowest birth rate rise for the first time in 9 years. See how America's birth rate stocks up globally. Let's see. Global baby bust, baby bottleneck, what's going on? Okay, I guess in Europe it's helped somehow. With an ultra-low fertility rate of 1.2 recorded in 2023, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has said that raising the country's birth rate is a top priority. Earlier this week, the UK's Office for National Statistics reported that deaths outpaced births in the country for the first time in almost 50 years. Yes. And then there's Greece. A single birth hasn't been seen in years. Whoa. Well, Greece, I don't know. I don't know if you can go by location. Because globalization has changed the way people move around, right? Greece is full of old people, as far as I know. Greece has a lot of little pockets of areas, geographic areas, little villages, where it's just 100-year-old Greek people walking around eating honey out of the tree and drinking goat's milk straight out of the titty and then just letting their goats run around the mountains afterwards to build up more milk so they can go and breastfeed off of their goats again. I don't know what they're doing over there. And they eat the goat cheese and they fish and the Mediterranean diet thing. And then they live to like 200. Isn't that the thing? I've heard that somewhere. And so I'm not sure. Why would a 100-year-old person have babies? That doesn't make any sense. So you got to look where the people are that can give birth and see what they're doing. And I think it's low in those places too. I'm just saying the fertility rate is, does it measure actual births or is it just like people of childbearing age and how many of them are there? Let's see. The fertility rate, the average number of children that would be born to a woman over her lifetime if she followed the current average pattern of fertility among a given group of women and survived through her reproductive years. Damn, this is a lot of criteria. You got to do a lot just to qualify for a high number of children. Average number of children that would be born to a woman over her lifetime if she followed the current average pattern of fertility among a given group of women and survived through her reproductive years. Well, women tend to survive okay. Ratio of live births in an area to the population of that area. Expressed per 1,000 population per year. Okay, so yeah, live births in the... Okay, so it is births, fertility rate. Okay, so it's low. Right, all these European countries, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we all know why people aren't having babies. There's lots of reasons. I think some of the criticism about it being about being selfish, I think there's something about that that's true for some people. And I mean, yeah, they're selfish as in they're into their themselves, right? They want to travel, they want this, they want that. You can get to a point where you're such a consumer that you become greedy to just keep consuming and not give away your consuming power to raising a kid, because if you raise a kid, that's less things that you can buy for yourself and more that you have to buy for your kid. Plus, a lot of the things that high-level consumers buy, like Labubu dolls and toys and games and such, they're the things that you would then have to buy for your kid. So then those people would just be jealous of their own kid all the time because they would be playing with their own kid's toys. They would probably... all of their kids' toys would just be hand-me-downs from their parents after their parents have already broken them, put them up their asses, whatever they're going to do with those toys, right? Do unboxing videos, mess around with it. So, yeah, why would you even want somebody like that to be a parent, is my question, right? Why do you want somebody who's selfish to raise a kid? They suck at caring about others. It's kind of their thing. They want to do so. You should let them do that. Also, mainly, and this is beyond the whole other reasons people give supposedly online. You see comments and half of which are bots, by the way. So you don't even know if those are real people. But you know the whole thing about how the world's going to end and the climate change and this and that and like AI and all. You know, yes, okay, fine. There's a lot of anxiety about that. And that's definitely something I think that's in people's minds. But I don't know. How do we know that this isn't a good thing in other ways that we don't even know? What if this is just something like an instinct that we all have that we're kind of following through on, and it's a good thing because it's necessary for some reason that we don't even understand ourselves. We're just doing it automatically. You know, some indicators in society are it's like pulling buttons and levers. And now we just instinctively stop having kids as much. And that might be a good thing. It's kind of like you could social engineer your way into a dead end by trying to make people have more kids or incentivize. You might be doing the wrong thing. We don't even know what's going to happen. It seems like the technology we have now is going to give us a vastly different lifestyle than what we're used to. It might be better to have less kids. Also, you know, this whole argument, like, you know, with the pro-lifers when they're like, oh, you could have killed Einstein. Here's the thing about that. It's bad to, we have to have kids. It's bad to have kids. Einstein, this and that, you could have killed Einstein. Let me tell you something. I've been looking around, right? And I bet when Einstein was born, there were like about 100,000 other Einsteins, in the sense that you look at people and you start to realize that people repeat themselves out of the vaginas of completely different other people. Like, the same person can be born in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. It's the same kind of person. They grow up a similar way because it's the same. They come from the same genetic line. They're probably even from the same part of the world. And people repeat. So there would have probably been an Einstein anyway. There probably would have been a Hitler anyway. Maybe it's not even about the individual person. Maybe it's just about individual person plus economic, whatever the fuck situation. I'm not even going to say it in the smart way.
Socioeconomic, geopolitical conditions, you know.
I'm just going to say, like, the way shit is in a certain period of time makes certain kinds of people react the same certain kind of way predictably over and over again. And so we make the same kind of people multiple times. It's going to happen regardless. It's just that when somebody becomes something successful in a thing, the other ones like them kind of, I think they kind of fall off. You kind of go, oh, well, I kind of wanted to do that, but somebody's doing that. So let me just go do something else similar, but different. Haven't you ever seen, like, the other day I was looking at a flyer with little pictures, little profile pictures of people who work in different fields of medical care. And haven't you ever noticed, like, you go to a hospital, haven't you ever noticed that the same kind of person tends to be a doctor, the same kind of person tends to be a physical therapist, the same kind of person tends to be like a really specific, like, masseuse or this or that. It's the same kind, and there are many, many of those people. And I don't think it's just like, oh, the same person is just printed like a printer. I'm saying, like, we only have a limited amount of genetics that can, you know, recombine into shit. So you're going to have repeats. And then life is going to work on them in a similar way. They're going to find themselves on a similar path. They're going to end up doing a similar thing. Like twins, right? You see twins separated at birth, right? Why do they end up doing the same shit? Marrying the wife with the same name and having a kid with a similar name and all this other shit. Because we're not that unique, and we don't have as much freedom as we think, and that's it, that we like to think, right? The dumber people would be like, oh, they have a mystical bond. Is it? No. Unfortunately, we are just not that original, and your genetics probably determine a lot about what you're going to do, more than you would want to admit. And that's fucked up, and it's scary. But I mean, if you don't acknowledge it, you're just going to become you're just going to drown in superstition and woo-woo bullshit, because that's the only other way to explain that kind of stuff, those kinds of coincidences. It's the only way. You either acknowledge genetics and the role it plays in determining where you end up in life and your environment and all that crap, or you believe in the zodiac. It's one or the other. That's it. Those are your options. And a lot of people, most people, I'd say, they want to believe in the zodiac. It means that magic is real. And there's more. It's bigger than we understand. It's mysterious. But if you understand genetics and all, even that is also mysterious. That doesn't actually explain shit. Genetics and all, those are observations. That's empirical research, right? It's many, many observations that allow us to have faith that the world will do a certain number of expected things, that there's laws here, that there are rules to engage with your reality. But it doesn't explain why. It doesn't explain what really is happening in the places beyond our ability to access awareness of it, where we don't have the machines that are big enough to measure and observe. There's still darkness. There's still ignorance. And that's mysterious. The thing is that that's just fucking scary, because that's ignorance is a scary kind of mystery, because you're just stupid or blind. So you could be walking right off a cliff. You don't even know it. You can't see. And that's the thing. I think when you believe in magic, you can fall off a cliff, but you still have hope even as you're plummeting to the rocky bottom, that maybe you can fly or something. Maybe something's going to happen. Maybe there's a soul. Maybe there's a this or that. There could be a soul. I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying we don't actually know what's going on. And I think we don't even want to know on some level. I think it's scary to know how little we know, or how little we understand. And that's the thing. We know a lot, I guess, for us, but we don't understand shit. We don't understand. That's why we have religion, to try to be like, oh, it's because God said. And it's, you don't know. You don't even know that. And I'm not even saying there's no God. I'm saying you don't even know that. That's why you have to do it with faith. Just tumble into faith. Make the leap of faith, because that's what you got. That's the only plot hole in the idea of there being magic and religion and this and that, is that the faith part. No proof. You got to just have faith. Some people can do it easier than others. Some people want to do it. Some people don't. I don't know. Why can't we just live without knowing and have that tension? Have that neurotic, you're like, oh my God, what is this all for? Are we just in a big snow globe right now? I don't know. Simulation? Is that what the new theory is, right? Anyway, I don't know what we're going to do about the fertility rate, but I don't think we should really do anything to fuck with it too much. That's all I'm saying. I think we don't know what the hell we're doing. It might be good. It's like when China tried to limit the birth rate, and now their birth rate is also low, and now they're trying to increase it again. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Well, I could say know what they're doing. They just want to... I mean, I think at the end of the day, I don't think it's... I hate saying at the end of the day. I got to stop saying that. It's annoying. Everybody says it. All right. I think that, I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's not really about, they're not trying to really control everything to save the future of their society. I guess they're just trying to, it's just people in charge want to stay in charge. And when things like fertility rates that go in places that make their lives risky, that make their positions up for grabs, that makes it so chaotic that they can't hold on to all their cashola and all their power, I think that's what they're really freaking out about. So they try to make it seem like society, oh, we're in danger, but really it's just my bank account, whoa, it's in danger, we gotta have more kids because then I can't steal their social security checks, or social security before they get checks or something. So then they just try to frame it like it's the world. But it's the world against Satan. We have to fight it. We have to have babies. And really, it's just that we're all coming together. They want us to all come together, have more babies, so we could save their money, their control. Because they know that because it'll get chaotic. And, you know, yeah, you should be a little nervous about chaos, because that means crazy shit. crazy stuff will happen. And usually crazy stuff for humans is violence. A little of the old ultra-violence. Right? So, yeah, I guess we should be a little concerned. What else is on the news? U.S. government now accepting Venmo gifts to help pay off the national debt by Venmoing gifts to the feds. You can Venmo money to the Federal Reserve now. Wow. So, and save the save us from the national debt. Thank you so much, feds. How wonderful that you made this avenue for us to give you money so that you can have it to do stuff with. That's great. That's wonderful. I really appreciate that. I can't believe the Federal Reserve is doing a GoFundMe right now. That's crazy. The Federal Reserve, dude, the Federal Reserve is now competing against people who are like, I lost my house in a fire. My home is gone. My family, we're home. I don't know why I made him Southern. And, well, you know why, because that's funny. But I lost my house in a fire, and I need the money, or can't afford my meth. I mean, a new place to stay. I think I'd rather give the money to those people than the feds. The feds can go fuck themselves. Why don't they just have a fundraiser with rich people? They know all the rich people. If there's one thing I can probably safely assume is that the feds know the rich people. They probably have them all on speed dial. Do they still have speed dial? They're probably all in a group chat, sharing memes, having a great time. Go invite them to a benefit. Do a silent auction. Be creative. Get their money. They have the most money. Be nice to them. Ask them for the money. You're not even taxing the motherfuckers. I mean, can they show a little gratitude by giving the feds money? Do we need to give the feds money with Venmo? I should not be Venmoing the feds. Nobody's gonna, what a joke. Jesus Christ. This is what I'm talking about. Is this real? And apparently it's supposedly real. It's the news. But it just feels so unreal because it's so comical. It's so over the top. We got a Venmo. What am I even going to put as the description of payment? Just an emoji or something? A federal building? Or something? A bank? Should I just put the bank emoji? Cash, bank, dancing lady, and lips, eyes pointedly looking to the side, eyeballing the Federal Reserve Bank emoji, just dancing lady, eyes at the bank emoji, and here's a dollar. I would give them a dollar. You know what? What they should do is they should let people Venmo them money in exchange for being able to Venmo the words, go fuck yourself, to the Federal Reserve. That's what they should. They should let us say whatever we want to them in the message that describes what we're doing for the where the payment's going, and just insult them and call them all kinds of names and say, and all of the names that we have available for insulting are on the table. Just say everything. And somebody should reply. They should like it so that we know that somebody at the Fed saw this message and is relaying it to the proper authorities. And what I would like is that then they film a series of YouTube clips of the head of the Federal Reserve reading the things that people are Venmoing them along with their money, and then so we can watch them react to it. I want to watch a YouTube reaction video of the head of the Federal Reserve reading the Venmo messages that the average American is sending them when they send them a buck or 50 cents or 25 cents, whatever the fuck they want to send. That's, you know what? I would actually be down for that. If you want to do that, that's fine. Otherwise, you know, why don't you go take a long walk off a short cliff, because you're just letting people, they're letting us Venmo the Fed. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks. Anyway, let's move on from that. Just so you know, though, you can Venmo the Federal Reserve. But I really think we should petition a YouTube reaction video of people just telling the Federal Reserve to go fuck itself, and then they have to read it. Or anything. Write anything. Write whatever the hell you want. To have a good time. Let's say... The data firm Astronomer, that's the one with the Coldplay concert incident with the CEO Andy Byron and the HR chief Kristen Cabau. They resigned following their viral Coldplay kiss cam appearance and cheating on their spouses, respectively. The board investigated the incident involving the married executives before both departed the company. Nice. And then they got Gwyneth Paltrow as a spokesperson to answer questions about the company. It was like a tongue-in-cheek thing. They're trying to be ironic. So now corporations have caught on to the irony thing, basically 20 years after it's considered cool. And now we're just going to sit and just listen to that bullshit. Gwyneth Paltrow. Paltrow, Chris Martin's ex-wife, started in a tongue-in-cheek promotional video answering questions about Astronomer's data workflow automation services. PR executive Jordan Greenway called the approach, quote-unquote, really clever, of course, noting it redirects focus from scandal to actual business operations. Yeah. Maybe, if you're watching it. Yeah, somebody's trying to redirect it. It doesn't take away from the fact that it was a scandal, and... it doesn't take away from the fact that everybody already knows what CEOs and HR ladies get up to, okay? Everybody, that's why nobody likes HR, because they know that those ladies, and they're usually ladies, even if it's a man, it's a lady. You know what I mean? Lady. In fact, the uniform for HR should be a pearl necklace or something, and those big eyeglasses or like owl frame glasses. And a scarf. That's what you should be wearing as an HR chief, HR lady. We know that those bitches are hypocrites. HR ladies, let me tell you something. 80% of them have a rap sheet. Okay? 80% of them have been arrested. They've committed a federal crime of some kind or some bullshit. They've broken property or something. They've done stuff. And so, and then they, because they're usually lost after college. HR ladies are like type A personality in college peoples who make a mean, presentation deck, PowerPoint presentation, but don't really have much in the way of actually real world skills that they've built. So they just build the skills to excel in a college. And then when they leave, they are lost. Nothing makes sense to them. They think that they know that everything can be organized if everybody else were to just do PowerPoint and Microsoft Excel, but they don't realize that that's not how the world works, because the world is not able to be prepackaged into little neat boxes and organized in that way. So then they're lost. They're just freewheeling through the universe of that's not organized in a Microsoft Office suite kind of way. And so they drink. They turn to drink a lot of the time. They start doing drugs. They do ketamine. They try to figure shit out. And it doesn't work. So they go through a very dark period. And they come out the other side finally after being arrested and something. Hopefully that wakes them up. And then they get a job. And the only job available to that person at that point is human resources. So then that's what they do. Anyway, sorry for that rant. But HR ladies are, by and large, hypocrites. They're not even there for you. They're there for the company, but they act like they're there for you. So you have to deal with that fake human interaction. And so I'm glad, is what I'm saying. I'm glad that bitch got caught. I'm glad. Glad, I tell you. Glad. I hope they all get caught doing something that they're doing. And the CEOs, it's like, does anybody expect ethics from a CEO? That's like expecting truth from a lawyer. You know what I mean? Come on. That's like expecting someone to honor their promises as a politician, okay? That's like expecting someone not to touch you as an uncle. You know what I mean? Okay, anyway, moving on. That's the news for today. That's all I got time for. I gotta go. I'm done pumping. My phone died, but it was fun. So thanks for joining me on this Monday, July 28th, for the Melissa Diaz Report. I'll talk to you again on Thursday. Stay tuned for that upload. Until then, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. hope you had a good weekend. I hope you have a good week. Anyway, talk to you then Thursday. Goodbye.